your pooper.
Your
poop your scoop.
Whoop whoop did it scoop. Did you hear that Kanye West song?
Nope.
The poop the scoop. Poop the poop scoop. I'm playing for you again.
Nah, I'm cool.
That's our intro.
Welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk about movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cack in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jaden.
That's right. We're looking into the camera.
Into the camera.
We have a camera now.
Also have new headphones.
Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, who knows? Don't point. We must just be cool about
smile.
It.
Smile. You know when your parents just make you smile? Like they just bought you something.
Oh, and then we've already discussed this because I hate the fact that my parents used to make me be friends with lighties that I didn't want to be friends with.
They is your age.
Fuck. You don't understand, bro. Mm.
It was worse when they brought someone to you. Yeah. It was like, you don't have a choice. Now you just have to like
like play with this person.
Okay.
Like what? I don't like you, G. Like,
and then that person's like a sociopath or some shit.
Oh my word.
Flashbacks.
Yeah, PTSD. More like I can't handle the sound of people asking me if I want to play. I get like shivers and shit. Anyway,
that's a theme for today. PTSD.
PTSD. Why is it the theme for the day?
Nobody.
Oh, yes, Chody. I can't make this connection.
Natural.
I haven't even eaten yet. I'm starving.
You should have gotten. I should have brought you a BP breakfast bun.
A BP? No, I don't. I don't eat garage food.
Oh man.
Okay. No. You're let me put it this way. Before people think I'm too fancy. I don't eat.
He says, bespeckling himself.
I'm so suave. I don't eat garage food when I'm sober.
Uh-huh. But 3 o'clock after the club,
yo,
that BP pie.
The burger pie. The burger pie. It wasn't a good pie.
Yeah.
But it's
PTSD for the toilet afterwards.
It slaps so hard, my bro. You don't even know. Let's get into the news.
Our news and shorts.
The Fanine trailer came out.
Is that the official name?
It's definitely the. It's, well, the full name is Fanine the Far Saga.
Mm.
So we were. When we did
we
our
review.
We
put the colon in.
Look, when we did our reviews, we were right calling it the Faga, which I think was the missed opportunity on their
part. Total miss.
The Fanine Faga.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. So we both watched the trailer.
Yeah.
Do you want to watch it again?
Second trailer.
Yeah, this is the second one. Yeah, the first one I was like,
came out like pre-COVID.
What
was that? Eh?
Do you want to watch it now?
We can.
No,
we should.
If you don't want to, then
should.
We don't have to.
Oh, fuck. Some weird sounds coming from the phone, bro.
Yeah, I need to cast it. That's
you want to maybe put on the trailer, bro?
No, what the trailer?
Yeah, that was weird sounds, bro.
It was the trailer. Oh. Though. No, no, my porn is more aggressive than that.
Lots of anger.
It's more like, fuck, what? Oh my God, what is that? Why is Bow Wow in this trailer is my question.
Because he's in the movie.
I hate that he's in the movie. They didn't need him back.
And so have we done away with Lol?
He was such a, he's a man now, I guess. I don't want to, let's not,
a man not going by Bow Wow.
He's still a man.
Why isn't he Woof?
I mean, his uncle is Snoop Dogg, so you can't really fault him on their names. He was such a non-character for me. I don't know why they brought him back. And I mean, this stunt where they jump off the cliff is ridiculous.
Yeah.
What do you think of John Cena as the villain?
The familial resemblance is uncanny.
Yeah, they look identical. It's just the hair. That's the only way you can tell them apart.
Yeah, and then Mia as well. You know, that's a family of lookalikes. You know, like none of them look like any.
Look like Letty's getting a little more action shine in this. Yeah, in this trailer.
I read somewhere that Michelle Rodriguez said that the female stars get to shine in this one.
I'm so glad. Like I'm so sick of Dom like being the ultimate guy all the time. Han is a super sniper.
Yeah.
He shoots people quick dead.
Just fold out nicely in the face a little bit. Less hair.
Yeah, as we all do as we age.
After we die.
Well.
This is my favorite scene, actually.
What, the one with the bridge?
Natalie Emanuel not being able to drive.
Oh, I love that. I love that she can't drive.
They
for
seem
once,
on a mission without asking.
For once, there is someone in the team that cannot drive. Yeah. I love it.
I know.
There should have been. It should have happened earlier, to be fair.
Why did no one ask her? Look, there, even Helen is...
Yeah, but Helen has been wanting to drive since she joined the franchise.
Yeah, Dame Helen is just Tokyo...
Helen Mirren, we're talking about. This first name thing is bullshit, Jody.
It's not a first name. I called her Dame. She's a Dame, isn't she?
No, the only Dame is Damon Wayans for me. This magnet, there's a magnet scene in the trailer where they, obviously they're using magnets and they just push and pull cars through buildings.
Yeah.
That is insane.
It's bonkers. This
and then there's a Dark Knight truck flip that you pointed
it's
out.
It's a touch derivative.
I don't care though. It's fast.
Mm-hmm.
5, 9.
And it's magnetic. it looks like all these cars have just got these magnets in them though. They've all got those dialing knobs.
Yeah. I think this is like the safe heist vibe type. Or the... Wait, was the safe heist with all when Charlie's throwing was sending all the cars after them? No, it's a different scene.
Safe heist is for 5.
So I So I get the same vibe as when Charlie's throwing hacks all the cars.
Mm.
That's this kind of that looks ridiculous. A jet just flew into a truck.
Yeah.
And they're going to space.
Yes.
In what seems to be
a
yo, like a makeshift fucking, like something built in a garage.
You know, what my gut feel is?
What?
That was the end of the movie. And that they're going to set up, like, I think they're showing what they're going to do in the next, in 10 and 11. There is still 2 more after this, right?
I think so. They should end at 10. 10 is such a nice round number.
It's a very round number.
What we said?
I was
going
to say
we should call it Fast 10, your seatbelts.
That's such a good.
If they don't do that.
That was so good. They've missed numerous opportunities, so I don't think that.
Fair enough. I'm excited after that. I mean, it looks fucking ridiculous.
And we did the Fargo not that long ago.
Yeah.
So I feel reinvested
in the
journey.
You felt that it was a bit, they took it a bit too far in the last one. Eh?
Yeah. I started getting disconnected to the franchise.
Like, how do you feel about this after this trailer?
I'm super keen to see how Han gets back for one. So hyped for that.
And
hyped
Statham isn't in this movie.
No.
So we won't get closure on
Yet. But Statham's already done press saying, I need to come back.
Is that your
Statham? He's always angry.
Yeah, but gee whiz.
He's not I'm like Jason smoker. Statham.
Yes. So that movie's done. It's coming out. I missed the fucking
July?
Date.
Is it July?
July. I don't know. Mm. I missed the date
like
on the trailer.
No, I wasn't invested in that. I was invested in the action, man.
But they already started. They're going to start filming in 2022 for the next one.
Yes, they are. So
they already know this movie's going to make money, bro.
Yeah, James Wan is like, I think the fact that he's back also just kind of gives you some peace of mind. And yeah, everyone's like all in to get this thing done properly. I think they want a good ending.
As you should do with all movies.
No, man, but you know, like sometimes they just half-ass it and they're like, we're going to finish, but actually they want to still set up like potential future sequels in case it makes enough money.
Yeah.
I think everyone's all in to bring this to a proper end.
Look, I want it to end, not for the fact of like I'm tired of it, but I want the story to have a conclusion. Mm. And 2 movies, I think, is a bit too much. I think they can finish it in one.
I also thought so.
But yeah, we'll see. And I'm going
to
probably
the last dice is going to be in hell, right?
Yeah, it has to be.
Dom
the devil.
Versus the devil. Devil's driving like amazing souped up supercar.
Yeah, and then they have to race each other for the gate to heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's going
to
be
so
amazing.
That Dom's family can go to heaven. Yeah. Mm.
And Dom has like a demonic possessed, what does he drive? A Camaro?
Something with the thing on the bonnet.
Who knows?
Super sad.
We're not car people.
No one would have known if you didn't say it. We use all the terminology.
No, we tell the truth always. Yeah. Cam heads, brake pads, turbo tires. Chargers,
white wall tires.
Chip. That's a thing.
That is a thing.
Chipping your engine.
Yeah. You take a packet of Simba. You tilt it.
Oh, I thought you take like a hammer and you just take a chip out.
Just chip pieces of it.
So Scream 5 is coming out. You know that.
Yes.
So they have actually written multiple scripts with multiple endings mm-hmm. to throw the press off, basically.
Yeah.
And prevent people from spoiling
probably
it.
Probably prevent their own actors from spoiling it as well.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the actors, probably except like Nev Campbell and David Arquette and Courtney Cox.
Know like the main cast, you mean?
Yeah.
I can tell you the ending now. It's going to be multiple killers.
There's going to be a killer?
Yeah. There's going to be a killer. And it's multiple killers.
Going to have a ghost face.
And it's someone they trusted. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Voice modulator?
Definitely voice modulator.
Voice modulation.
And somehow, when they put the costume on, they become like physically
super strong.
Yeah, super strong and super quick and super agile.
Jamie Kennedy, he recorded a secret podcast before he died.
What?
To explain to them how horror works in sequel.
Yeah, he can't come back. He died in
2, I want to say.
I don't care.
Yeah, he died in 2 and then they had a video in 3. And I don't think he was in 4 at all.
No, I don't know if I even watched all of them.
You haven't watched all of Scream?
I don't think so.
MKT, we're going to scream it up.
No, let's not scream. Let's just talk at a normal volume.
You know we can
enjoy. Ah, fuck it.
Once that Red Bull starts kicking in.
Jamie, we didn't even have Red Bulls today.
No, nothing.
So the Spider-Man 3 news, I feel like this is your news.
Oh,
the Spider-Man,
I'm so
the Spider-Man 3 stuff is, well, Spider-Man stuff is your stuff because you love Spider-Man. I love it too, but
mm-hmm. not as much as I do.
Yeah. You talk your talk.
So Doc Ock, Alfred Molina, who as I mentioned previously, yeah, the Doc Cock. Duke Cock. He is doing like typical old person things, and
yeah.
He's just like, so I'm coming back. I'm returning as Doc Ock in the MCU.
Yeah. I don't think it's typical old. I think he got the go ahead to do that.
He must have. You know how Marvel works, man.
Yeah.
Nothing leaks except for, did you see what Russell Crowe went and did? Speaking of leaks.
Oh, God. Yeah, but no one can control Russell Crowe.
He did an interview on some Australian radio show where he's like, yeah, I'm playing Zeus. I'm Zeusing it up. No, that wasn't announced at all. It was like, there was so much speculation around who he's playing. He's Zeus in Thor. He has a
Thor. That's right.
Thor.
Yeah, because it's called the God Butcher, so I assume he's killing gods all over the mythos.
On the spectrum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Greek.
It's Russell Crowe, though.
Norwegian.
Like, you can't tell Russell Crowe what to do.
Yeah.
He'll fuck you up in a bar.
Exactly.
Like...
But Kevin Feige's busy, like, why are you order?
No, he's fine. Kevin Feige can't take Russell Crowe.
Anywho, Alfred Molina.
Oh, that's the man that we're talking about.
So, he did an interview with Variety, where he's actually confirmed he is playing the same character that he played in Sam Raimi's... Doc Ock. In Sam Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy. He's coming back.
He's like 70, 60.
He's in his 15, like, 60s, odd. Yeah. The other movie came out 20 years ago, Spider-Man 2. So he was a bit worried about that. And John Watts, the director of the new trilogy, has said, you know what we did with Bobby De Niro? They de-aged him.
Oh,
so they're just going to de-age his face and then CGI those arms. The arms are going to do all the work.
Yeah, okay, fine. But if you have not seen The Irishman.
No.
So if you he's 67.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not in peak shape.
So if you've watched The Irishman, my main problem with The Irishman, yes, the de-aging was amazing, but when it came to actually like...
Moving.
I wouldn't say combat. Combat is a strong word. But
fisticuffs.
So when it came to fisticuffs, you could see that this was like an 80-year-old man.
But that's why what John Watts is saying.
No,
is
I get it with the arms and stuff, but still.
They have the CGI
a 67-year-old man can't move.
He just pulls his face.
You know, Jamie Foxx is 53.
Jamie Foxx don't crack, man.
Yo, he's got a show.
His new show is terrible.
It's horrible.
So
did you give it a chance?
We watched one episode.
I didn't make it through one episode.
We are done.
I didn't make it through one episode. It's so bad.
So bad. But it's him and his daughter, and I think he wanted to
give
his
real daughter?
Yeah. One of, because he's very
You
close
need a better vehicle, man.
Yeah.
You need... They're in a jalopy right now.
and three of those wheels have fallen off already.
Yo, I put it on for while we were eating, and then Abby was like, what the fuck?
We were looking for something new as like our comedy series, and no, but we didn't find anything yet. We done.
Absolutely audible. Avoid at all costs. So, Alfred Molina, I'm excited for that, just to see like all the people, and how they're going to bring them all together. Are they going to tell that story?
Yeah, look, no one else is confirmed yet, but this seems to be like...
they confirmed,
I think it's now domino effect, they confirmed. And we're going to get like Garfield,
Tobey Maguire with his fucking...
Jamie Foxx was confirmed, actually. He was announced as Electro coming back, so that's actually...
Tobey Maguire is a horrible person, apparently.
He is, yeah. Watch Molly's Game.
Yeah.
That's basically... what's his name? Michael Cera is basically Tobey Maguire in Molly's Game. He's just a douche.
Yes, and I don't get it. Like, so Leonardo DiCaprio is like his best friend.
Yeah, they part of the...
And from what I can tell, obviously...
What's the group called? The Pussy Posse.
The Pussy Posse.
That's the... That was... They were kind of supposed to be the new Rat Pack.
Wow. Yeah. Who, is it just the two of them? Who else is
No, there? There's a couple of other actors, but none of those people who actually became famous. I think Entourage is kind of based on... them.
No, Entourage is based on Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, okay. Well, then these guys were just also actors who didn't ever make it, but Leonardo DiCaprio kind of surrounded himself with him.
No, so Mark, that Entourage is based on Mark Wahlberg and his friends when he was coming out. But that guy who plays, who's the main actor, the main guy
in what?
In Entourage, like the
long
the actor guy. He's terrible.
Yeah.
He's just not he's a terrible talented. Actor.
Yeah.
And how did Mark Wahlberg cast him as...
Him.
To represent him.
The Freudian slip, isn't it? He knows he's not really a good actor.
What
have
do you mean?
Have you seen Mark
what
Wahlberg
are you talking
in...
about? In
you know,
The Happening.
The Happening. I'm a teacher and...
No.
The flowers are the bad guys.
He's so fucking bad.
He's so earnest.
But I don't think anybody knew what was going on in that film. I think Shyamalan just...
That was like the peak of his dip.
Yeah, the peak of his dip. That was it, when he was at the height of his hubris.
Yeah.
And he's like, I am a genius.
Yeah.
And you'll just do this.
Yummy raw.
Oh, God. The Happening is fucking trash.
Where? How did we get to The Happening?
Doesn't matter. This is a journey.
It's all about the ride.
It's all about the ride. You know, we love the fog of life. We love the fog of life. Uh-huh. Kevin Smith. So he's releasing, from what I can tell from the article, I know what you have written here, but from what I can tell from the article, he's releasing his new movie as an NFT.
Yes.
Which is a non-fungible token.
Acronym.
Bottom line, at its basic level, an NFT is just... unique digital artwork that the person can purchase and therefore be the only owner of that digital artwork. It's like it's secured with blockchain. I'm not going to get into blockchain.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to do
it. Casual Talk Podcast can.
Yeah, he can
comment on
when
this
his episode comes
on
out.
On his episode, yeah.
We are waiting.
Patiently waiting, man.
Also, what is he? Is he going to cover all those topics that he's bringing up on his Instagram?
You better. You can't hype it up and not do it.
He asked, you know, he asked on his Instagram. Because he posted about the new IMAX that are coming out.
The
and he's like,
different colors.
Yeah, which color is your favorite? And then I wanted to comment, but I forgot. And I was just going to say,
now.
Whatever's the cheapest.
For insurance purposes, white. The white paint is
no,
cheaper than
yeah,
the other paint.
True, yeah, you're right. But anyway, so he's going to release a whole movie as an NFT to a buyer and then also do commentary on it.
Interesting.
Yeah, because NFTs are tanking at the moment.
Yeah, there was a big spike in it, right?
Yeah.
I think you and I chatted because we follow MMA also, and Francis Ngannou and Boss Logic did a collaboration before his championship fight.
Yeah.
And he was going to, they pushed up the value of that NFT, the artwork for that, by saying it'll only release if he wins his fight. And then he won the fight, and then that thing, he got paid more from that than he got paid by the UFC for that actual fight.
Insane. Look, the pay, I won't even say it's a pay gap, it's just a pay disparity for the fighters at the UFC is so fucking sad. We talk about it a lot. And the problem is that you can't stop watching.
No. That's how it just pulls in, man. Will they get paid this time?
No.
But the movie that they're talking about, it's a horror movie, and it's Kilroy Was Here is the name of it. And did you watch his movie Tusk?
No, I know about it, but I'm not into body horror. And when I read the premise of that, I was like, nope, Justin Long being turned into a walrus is not my vibe.
It's pretty gross, man.
Yeah.
I have seen it.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of horror, you know that.
And you watch that.
Yeah, but I can take gore in body horror. I can actually do that. I don't like spook stories.
It had an adult Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
He was an actual, I'm a real boy in this one.
I like him.
Yeah.
I like him in interviews. I like him. And I like him.
Yeah.
He's a thick boy, but I like him.
I liked him in Secondhand Lions with Michael Caine. He was young then, though. Robert Duvall. But he was like post-six-year-old.
Post-six-year-old.
Yeah.
That's the official term.
P6, but under 21.
So, yeah, I don't even know what this means. I mean, in terms of like distribution and...
That's what I'm wondering about. Things like creative control. We've covered the Snyder Cut and all of that now.
Yeah, already. Kevin Smith loves creative control.
So
he doesn't like work with big studios.
If you're releasing stuff as NFTs, that means theoretically, you've got full control. You have to obviously fund your own project, though.
Because he does fund his own project. Well, no he works with... Yeah. Kevin Smith, he kind of makes movies for himself now.
Yeah. He's at that point in his life.
Yeah. And that's fine. I mean, I didn't enjoy the latest Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
It's a lot of like, self-referential. Yeah, winky camera face. But yeah, look at this reference. Look at that reference. But yeah, that's fine. But I will always give anything he does a shot. Because it's Kevin Smith and he made fucking Mallrats and fucking Clerks. And I love that shit.
Yeah. In case anyone's ever wondered what we do between
fucking stuff
lines.
So Phoebe Waller-Bridge and Mads Mikkelsen.
Love Phoebe.
They are joining Indiana Jones 5. Mm-hmm. Jones in hospital.
He has to actually escape from the old age.
Oh my God, why?
Harrison Ford is 83.
Oh my God, man.
Harrison Ford is not in peak physical condition.
No, he's not. He's at like peak grumpy condition. 78. He's not even
same
over
diff.
80. I know.
Same diff.
Wowzer. But yeah, I don't know. I thought the last Indiana Jones movie, I suppose he was supposed to pass the torch to Shia LaBeouf.
To Matt.
But that character was not enjoyable.
No.
And he didn't win the hearts of the fans.
Not really, eh? and he's not done much since then to endear himself to anyone.
No, he's actually an abuser. If you look into the story with him and FKA Twigs, then you'll see. So I don't support Shia LaBeouf anymore. But Harrison Ford is back and he's gonna do things.
I'm assuming Mads Mikkelsen's the bad guy.
Probably. Mads likes to play bad guys.
Yeah, they'll probably just like, he's a Nazi or he's a, I don't know. They can't make him a competing like history teacher.
The food is here.
Nice.
We ordered food and now the food is here. So now we have to pause and eat. Let's get through this shit. We just ate now, so we're cock lazy. And Jody has to leave, so it's like, oh, shit.
Pressure.
We're going into the review now.
We are.
Sec, it's time for a review.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Let's do that. Nobody.
I just set it up for you and you just dunk it.
Like, if you don't get that reference, she's too young for you, bro.
Way too young,
you're
bro.
Too young. Yeah. Nobody. He does with it, Jody.
So, starring Bob Odenkirk, Connie Nielsen, RZA, Alexei Serebrikov.
Serebrikov.
Serebrikov. And Christopher Lloyd. Hutch Mansell. Directed by Ilya Naishuller, who also directed Hardcore Henry.
Mm.
I don't know if you actually watched that.
I did watch it.
I watched bits of it.
I watched it. It was a cool concept. So the whole movie is in first person.
See the protagonist.
No, man. Never. Mm. It was a cool concept, but I mean, I did get a bit much afterwards.
Way too much going on.
Yo, I mean, if you watch that like in with a VR headset, it's just like fucking next level. Anyway,
immersive. So Hutch Mansell fails to defend himself or his family when two thieves break into their suburban home one night. The aftermath of the incident soon strikes a match to his long simmering rage.
Yep.
In a barrage of fists, gunfire, and squealing tires, Hutch must now save his wife and son. His wife and son. Where's his daughter? He's got a daughter as well. From a dangerous
Did you? I didn't write it, bro.
Copied and pasted. Wow. From a dangerous adversary and ensure that he will never be underestimated again.
So this is John Wick. As an older gentleman, basically.
Yeah. John Wick, full family.
Yeah, full family, tired of his life. And they didn't kill a puppy or anything. He was just
They did
bored.
Steal. They stole, in parentheses.
Yeah.
His daughters.
I mean, they stole some change. And it was, it was a, so they, in, these thieves, the thing that triggers it off is they, these two thieves enter his house and hold him at gunpoint. Unbeknownst to them, he could take them out easily.
Yeah.
And the son jumps on the guy.
And he kind of, he's about to hit the other person with a golf stick. Yeah. And he's like, no.
He decides not to. Yeah. So he looks like a coward in front of his son and stuff. And he lets them go. So everybody around him thinks he's a coward.
His neighbor.
his neighbor.
His brother-in-law.
Yo,
His father-in-law is like, eh.
Even his wife was like.
Yeah.
Which kind of didn't make sense if you think about it going forward.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah.
Even his wife was like, ugh. So his life kind of sucks. He's in his marital bed, there's a pillow wall
between
him and his
there's
wife.
There's not just like a metaphorical wall.
No, there's a literal pillow
that's
wall.
Like, we want you guys to know that there's problems.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to be so upset with my wife if I had to be like, you know what? I'm stacking pillows between us.
And you're like with Dwight and Jim, and you're like, he's a ruler. You're on my side.
You're on my side. Snacks. So yeah, that's what sets it off, and then he goes looking for some trouble.
Yeah, basically. And look, I think that this film, you can't talk about this movie without referencing things like John Wick, like Equalizer.
John Wick.
Without referencing John Wick, Equalizer. Not so much Taken, but maybe something like Death Wish. Like Charles Bronson Death Wish. This movie doesn't exist unless those things exist.
Yeah, it was written by one of the screenwriters for John Wick.
Yes, and
so I don't know if he's not very creative, but there's a lot of similarities.
Also, is the what's his name also produced this Leech? One of the co-directors of the first John Wick film.
Mr. Leech.
the dude that directed Deadpool as well.
Leech Manfield.
Leech.
I don't know his name.
Anyway, he produced this film also. He's one of the producers on this one. So, yeah, they were just like, at work there, we're using it here as well. The reason for why anything happens isn't really important.
But yeah.
I think that what we get right from the beginning is this guy is repressed. He's unhappy.
Yeah.
His life is mundane.
Very.
But we feel like there's something simmering, like he's going to explode at some point.
He's got this darkness inside him.
Yeah. Bob Odenkirk is such a weird choice for this film.
I think he's perfect. I think the movie doesn't work if it wasn't him.
100% agree. And Bob Odenkirk's the fucking truth. I mean, he's
truth.
Brilliant.
Better Call Saul, even his sketch comedy shows. Mr. Show. But yes, it doesn't work without him. I can't see anyone else doing this. And he kind of makes the movie work for me, because then you forgive the similarities to John Wick and stuff, because he's so good. And he's doing the physical action like really well.
Yeah.
It's believable.
It is.
He gets his ass kicked though. Also.
Yeah, that's the one difference I think from those films that I mentioned.
Yeah.
Where our protagonists are always like unstoppable forces once
gets his ass kicked.
He like all the promo material was him getting punched in the face.
Yes.
That's pretty much on point for what happens
in this
movie.
Cool, because they do like capture him and he gets moved and all this stuff, but he's quite quick thinking.
Yeah.
And he's ingenuitive and he can do all sorts of shit. Mm-hmm. He has the know-how and capability. So that was fun for me. But other than that, I didn't get much from this film in general. I mean, if we run through the story.
He attacks
these people in the bus and it's kind of the same thing. It's a son of a Russian or brother.
Yeah,
brother of a Russian mobster.
Psycho.
And they go deeper sort of into, they uncover this underworld that the entire Russian mob has this stash of cash called the...
Obsack.
Yeah, the Obsack.
Yeah. They were going to go for Natsack.
It's a little on the nose. So they have this huge stack of cash, like... Mm. Everybody's rich is called the Obsack, and it moves from like boss to boss.
Yeah.
And it's currently with this
guy he's overseeing all that money now.
Yeah, but he kind of wants out.
Yeah.
Eventually, Bob. Well, we're going into spoilers.
Yeah, I think we need to do spoilers now. There is literally so little story. This movie's only an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's quite short. Yeah.
There is so little story that you can actually talk about without going into spoilers.
Yeah.
We need to go into spoilers.
So he eventually.
Where's our spoiler
Mr.
thing?
Man. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I am so satiated that I'm fucking. I just want to take it. I want to lament it. I want to get done so I can fucking chill. Okay. Spoiler alert.
I didn't make a noise this time.
You didn't. I'm so proud of you.
I wanted to.
I know you wanted to. I could see it itching in your face. Mm-hmm. He burns all the money. Like we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of millions.
He just burns
every single fucking note of it.
Yeah. So the bad guy, Julian.
Julian.
Russian
Julian. Yeah, he's quite a character.
We introduced to him when he like just drives really shit and parks his car.
Yeah.
Walks into the car.
That's a thing of him. So he doesn't look when he crosses the road. Everyone just stops for him.
He's like Eddie Murphy in Holy Man.
Yes.
He just walks.
What a reference.
I always like trying to do that when I can. Timing the traffic
course,
so I
of
can
course.
Just any
No, I just like to press the button and wait like an adult.
Loser.
Call me a loser all you want. I'll be a live loser. That's what I'll be. So, yeah, he's a very odd character. I didn't think he was a boss when he first enters the scene.
I just thought he's like a henchman.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he's doing his live karaoke.
Yeah, he did a bump of cocaine. Yeah. He goes on stage, he sings, and then he walks upstairs, and eventually he kills a man upstairs.
Yeah, because the guy just upset him.
Yeah, the way he looked at him funny. He was a cool villain, I guess.
Mm. But again, it's so derivative of villains we've seen in these types of movies.
100%.
You know, badass and Russian and...
Yeah. Yo, they make the Russians seem so fucked up.
I thought we were past that. It was like the Russian, then
I don't
was
know,
Muslim
Jody.
Terrorists.
I don't know,
like
because if you have ever spent time on the internet watching Russian dash cam footage...
Mm. Oh, yeah.
They are, as a people, I feel like there is something slightly...
Slightly off.
Deranged.
It's when you start doing vodka at like 2 months old.
Doing vodka. Yeah. They don't drink vodka,
no,
they do
they
vodka.
They start in the bottle... They put it in the butty.
They suck it straight from a potato.
Yeah. His systems are actually set up like that.
What guy? So it's like, I get it. They are kind of crazy. But again, we're seeing the Russians. I know.
Mm. And this movie in general, it feels very derivative. Feels like there's no original concepts really in it. But I still had fun.
I had fun.
So
why
fun.
Did you have fun? Because of the action.
And the action was great. They
and
managed
Bob
to
Odenkirk.
Come up and Bob Odenkirk.
Yep.
I also do like Christopher Lloyd and RZA in these roles.
Yeah, RZA was
RZA
cool.
RZA doesn't do much, but...
RZA's his adopted brother, I assume.
Yeah.
So it's because he's the guy. They start talking on the radio. Mm. You don't know who he's talking to at first, and then you realize...
if you don't know RZA's voice.
Yeah, then, I mean... Wu-Tang Clan Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. The whole family's badass, actually, which I really enjoyed. In the climax of the film, it sort of comes to a head at the business that
Bob Odenkirk,
what's his name, Hutch Mantle works at, and it's the father, the son,
and the
black
brother,
ghost. They take on like these Russians together, and it's like, okay, Christopher Lloyd is old as shit though.
He really is, but man, oh man, do I love me some Christopher Lloyd.
I know, but like they couldn't even put a slight What do you call that? When you fucking shoot a gun and then...
Recoil.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't even put a slight recoil in the shotgun.
He would have collapsed.
He would have destroyed everything. He was brittle as shit.
So you're talking about that last action scene now.
Yeah.
And do you remember the one before that?
I remember nothing.
So Bob Odenkirk, they imply that he's going to like have this whole thing with destroying the OPSEC.
It's
not actually shown apart from the being burnt. But they don't actually show us what happened there. I think it was a narrative decision. I think that my gut feel is that they shot that scene. It didn't look as cool. And they were like, okay, let's just do the climax as the big action sequence and take that one out.
How do you know that?
I just have a feeling. I feel like they would have done that.
No, sometimes you just like run through it. You want to focus. Also, budget is a big deal.
Yes.
So if your budget is low, you have to decide now, do I take money for the climax? And then there's this honestly, the story is not...
It's non-existent.
It's not that important.
Even the genesis of what actually sets him off, it's not really the robbery. It's the fact that his daughter's wrist bracelet...
Yeah, that's the thing
has gone missing.
But I mean, it was boiling underneath, but that was just the catalyst.
She says it's gone and he walks out the house and he's like, I have to go find these people though.
His wife, played by Connie Nielsen, she doesn't have a lot to do, really.
No.
She's just there, but she is aware of his past.
But that's the thing that confused me.
Yes.
It seems like she knew about it, but she also acted like he's still a loser.
Yes, exactly.
Like, don't you understand?
Or was it maybe like she expected him to just fuck those guys up? Because he's so skilled.
Yeah.
And when he didn't, she's like, I mean, he does mention that, like, he wanted to give up that life, but he overcorrected.
Yeah.
So maybe she found that lifestyle sort of thrilling.
Mm.
And she wants some of that thrill back.
That's kind of implied with the ending, right?
Yeah.
When they're getting the new place with and the basement. Gets a phone call.
I did feel like she didn't have much to do.
Mm.
And she was kind of mad, but not no fault of her.
Yeah, I mean, she's the only female character in the movie other than the robber.
One of the robbers.
Yeah, that was a missed opportunity. I felt like that the rubberized subplot. Because they show us when he confronts the robbers, right?
Yeah.
That they actually are a couple whose child is super sick.
Yes.
And they're only stealing because they're desperate, which he thought. Because he had analyzed that also.
He analyzed the scene when they came to the house. So he realized that the gun was empty.
Yeah.
He realized that
they were super scared. They were young.
Yeah.
So, and then they show us the child is sick and they clearly are desperate. So I thought whatever he does subsequently, he's going to try and help them as well.
Yeah.
Because why show all of those other things without coming back to it?
Yeah, fuck. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they just didn't care.
It's just like, man. But in the end, I mean, like you said, I had fun with it. That final where he takes Julian out with a claymore mine.
Yeah, that's so original.
That was so amazing. So what he does is he has a claymore mine, which he uses to sort of chat to Julian in the film.
It's a threat when he
He's got like a pin tagged to it. So he tapes it to a riot shield on the outside of a riot shield, grabs the riot shield
and just runs
towards Julian and then pulls it at that instance and it blows them apart. It blows him up.
But he's got the riot shield, so he's just hurt superficially.
No, he's hurt as shit though. He looks a little fucked up. I thought that was really cool.
I have to give kudos
that was a good action idea.
To ever did the choreography and the fight sequences, because clearly they're operating in a limited budget, but
clearly
came up with some very original stuff in
here. I mean, that's what action should be.
Yeah, it should.
It should be evolving like that, and it should. The more we learn about how things work, the less the audience can be fooled.
Mm.
Back in the 90s,
we ate everything up. Anything.
Like it's
a gun causes me to fly back 50 meters. Of course it does.
like any sort of stupid... I mean, MacGyver is probably one of the worst cases of that. Because you couldn't Google if that was possible or not.
No, you just had to believe that everything that Brad did with that mallet was real.
So when you have a modern action film, yes, they can push the boundaries of what is real. I mean, look at the fucking Fast and Furious franchise.
Exactly.
But it still has to be somewhat grounded in reality.
And the fact that we also can see Bob Odenkirk in the shots, like they frame all the shots in such a way that you can see it's him doing
he
it.
He did a lot of his stunts, right?
I would say majority of the stunts were him.
Yes.
So for me, that adds authenticity. It makes it just, you enjoy it more because you can see now it's this guy doing the stuff.
I had fun with it and I hope it makes money. I would like to see a sequel.
They're hinting at trying to tie this into the John Wick universe.
No, they shouldn't.
Just... You can't.
You can't.
Not with what they've shown us so far.
It's a different... It's very, very similar. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's very similar. But I feel like John Wick's mission is a different mission to his.
Exactly.
Mission. And they should be kept separate.
He's is more similar to the Equalizer.
Yeah.
In terms of...
Well, the Equalizer the wanted to help people.
No, but in terms
of... He has an itch that needs scratching.
But that was Denzel's character as well. He also had an itch that needed scratching. He kept it in for a long time.
God, Equalizer 2 was so disappointing.
Exactly. So I'm hoping that if nobody gets a sequel... They kind of just maintain.
Nobody gets a sequel.
Nobody gets a sequel. Nobody gets a sequel. I hope that they maintain a similar type of thread to this first film instead of like the Equalizer sequel.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously going to be operational again.
The movie ends with him getting a phone
call. I wanted
to
be more fun. I mean, it was fun, but I mean, I wanted to be him just like offing people.
Well, RZA and Christopher Lloyd's character are driving a van. Full of guns.
Yeah.
Full of guns to some destination. So I think the implication is that whatever's going to happen, it's going to be chitty chitty bang bang.
It's going to be chitty chitty bang bang. The movie from the 50s. What movie? It's about the Beatles.
Yeah.
Hey ho, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. I love you. So nobody. I had a good time. Mm-hmm. Do you have a rating system?
I have a fantastic rating system.
Oh my god! Let's hear it. Let's go.
Bottom end of our scale. This is per Spence Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Charles Bronson, Death Wish. Denzel, Equalizer.
Why is your
it's a scale.
Your scale is all fucked up.
Why?
You jumped from the bottom like 2 feet up to Charles Bronson, and then like a half a foot to Denzel Washington.
Are you done?
I'm speaking in feet also, I'm like I'm an American.
I know. Your eyes tweet them. We don't use inches.
I know. I'm sorry.
So, per Spence Liam Neeson.
Charles Bronson.
Death Wish.
Equalizer.
Equalizer. John Wick.
Oh, my goodness. It's not John Wick. I would say it is... It's Equalizer. It's Equalizer.
I'm on the Equalizer bus.
Yeah, it's Equalizer. It's fun. It was short, which is a trend.
It really helps being an hour and a half.
There's a trend now that with films
it's
now.
It's like everything needs to be 2 hours, dude.
No, but I mean, like, people are making shorter films now. And I don't know if
But for the longest time, it was two hours suddenly the new Justice. Hour and a half.
I mean, Zack Snyder can suck it. You know, he's still fucking explaining things.
Yeah.
I saw a fucking article yesterday.
I'm not going to indulge.
I didn't read it. I just saw Zack Snyder explains this. And that. You had 4 hours, my bro.
And you still couldn't tell your story.
Yo, we digress. Yeah. Equalizer. Had fun with it. Check it out if on a Friday night when you don't have anything to
Definitely.
Watch.
Definitely.
Watch
Definitely.
The watch it's, nobody. It's
perfect for that type of thing. It really is. It's fun. You really do not have to pay attention to any story. Some original action sequences. I think. Okay. Well done, Bob Odenkirk.
Like, well done, Bob Odenkirk.
But Odenkirk. But at this point in his career, to pivot to action.
Yeah, like, but really. I really like Bob Odenkirk, and I think this is a good vehicle for him. And if they improve on the script a bit for the next film. It might be a great franchise for him. We don't have shout-outs this week.
No.
We actually have a request. Yeah, in order for you to get a shout-out, we want you to tell us about when you told someone to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, and actually, they need to listen to it and come follow us as well.
Yeah, like, spread the word. I mean, we're doing all the work here.
All of it.
And it would be nice if you guys pitched in once in a while because we do feel kind of like a village at this point and we want to expand to a city.
We do.
And then eventually
the world.
A bigger city. Oh, well, you can't
just go
from a city
to
here.
Yeah.
There's still a country and a continent.
Yeah.
Okay. But help us out. Tell people to listen to the podcast.
listen to the podcast.
Yeah, listen to the podcast. And you then tell us about it, and then you'll get a shout out.
We've got some ideas for cool prizes.
We
that are
do,
also
and we are also working on some things. Mm-hmm. I can't really. Fuck. I shouldn't have said anything. You know what? Ignore me.
We'll delete this bit. We'll delete but we won't because it's titillating.
Titillating. So, yeah. That's it for nobody. Nobody, baby. Where can people find us?
Go to Instagram, Bicycle Brasser Podcast on Instagram. Or
go to Instagram, Bicycle Brasser on Instagram.
I'm looking at them.
Oh, go to Gmail, Bicycle Brasser at Gmail.
Bicycle?
Yeah.
BIOSCOPEBRASSE at gmail.com. Write us an email. Give us your ideas.
Oh, okay.
Send us money via email. Is that a thing?
No, we're going to start the Patreon.
Yes, we are.
And then you can send us money
on Patreon.
And then we won't disclose what we do with it.
No.
Right?
It's going to be underwater.
Like most corporations and rich people. We're going to put it in an offshore account.
Tax haven. That's what we'll do.
Anyway, stay safe, Jody.
Stay, bro.